And welcome back to Dad's on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, family and parenting, and men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and our special guest today is Jake Burden, who is the creator of Ballet Brothers. Jake is originally from Bradford, West Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, and he commenced ballet training at the age of 13 at the Hammond School for Dance. At 16, he trained at the prestigious Elmhurst School for Dance in association with Birmingham Royal Ballet, and he has performed at Windsor Castle for Prince Charles, as well as dancing in the USA, Germany and Singapore. Now we are pleased to say he is in Newcastle, Australia. Jake, welcome to Dad's on the Air.
Thank you, Bill.
So, Jake, how would you describe your creation, Ballet Brothers?
Basically, it was an organisation I started as I felt there wasn't enough support for boys. As a young man growing up in the UK, I experienced a lot of bullying and, just a lot of hate towards what I was doing, and I really couldn't understand why. And, I just felt like in Australia especially, the main focus for boys is all about sports, so there's not that much support for dance. So I just created this organisation, which is basically just workshops that gets as many boys together as possible, and we basically do a bit of ballet class, a bit of contemporary dance, and then we get to sit down together and talk about our own experiences, and that's basically it.
It's limited to men and boys, I guess. Was that for a particular reason?
I think for the boys, I mean also the men, but the boys specifically, they experience this stigma that comes with dance. So it's the norm, I guess, for girls to do ballet, but not necessarily for a young boy. And I think that's the main reason for focusing purely on the boys, is because there's this extra stigma that comes with it. You know, people perceive men to be homosexual or a little bit different if they like to dance. So that's why.
So so you give them a safe haven where they can dance and they can sort of compare experiences and encourage each other, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
And are there any problems when they then start to dance with the female dancers? I mean, if they're only ever used to dancing with boys?
Well, I mean, this is another issue that they're actually not used to dancing with boys. If we look around, there is probably in every school, I can't speak for every school, but most schools, they only have one or two boys maximum in their school. So they're constantly surrounded by girls. So that was the main reason as well, starting what I started, Ballet Brothers, was just to get the boys together, just to know that they're actually not the only boy on their own, in their own dance studio, that there is a support network out there for them. You know, because, for example, I've taught at schools before where there has been one boy in 250 girls. You know, and that must be hard for that one young little boy who doesn't really have anyone else around him to talk to about his experiences. You know, because like I said before, for the girls, it's not necessarily easier because it's harder, but in a different way. Mm-hmm. But for the girls, they don't have that bullying and the stigma attached to what they're doing.
And I guess there's no shortage of young girl dancers when the boys decide they do want to have a female partner.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people forget. So in ballet companies, for example, it's a 50-50 ratio. You know, to be able to have the girl be lifted and turned and, you know, partnered, she needs to have a boy. So that's why it's got to be a 50-50.
I love the movie Billy Elliot, and it's interesting that you come from Yorkshire, which I think is the county adjoining County Durham, where Billy Elliot is set.
It's really close.
Is there something about these sort of industrial cities that leads young fellows to want to dance?
No, not at all. I don't know. It was a bit crazy, really. Obviously, when I was younger, Billy Elliot came out, and I thought it was the best thing ever, especially in these places, especially where I grew up, which I guess it's similar to some places in Australia as well. It's very sports-driven. And I knew it was never me. I knew I needed to be more expressive. I just needed to do something creative, really creative. And that's why I wanted to dance. And really, the reason why that started was my cousin. She was going to ballet, and I used to sit in the car and wait for her or sit outside the studio. And one day, just the teacher said, "Do you want to come in?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do it." And I just came in, had a look, thought it was good, started doing it, and then before I knew it, I'd been dancing for a few years. So, that's just how that happened. But, to answer your question about do more boys in those areas do it, well, no, but they should.
Yes, I agree. And, I mean, one of the things you highlight is that it allows these young men who have got so much energy, it provides a really good outlet for them. And, you know, I remember the scenes from Billy Elliot where he was sort of dancing around. He was just a ball of energy. And I think it must be a good way to channel it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fathers or mothers or whoever knows, when boys are young, they are basically, I'm going to quote a guy, Matthew Lawrence, who was an ex-principal of Australian Ballet. I just did an interview with him as well recently, and he described young boys as basically putting a Mentos into a Coke bottle and just that explosion. That is basically young boys. So I think it's really good for them to do something, and I think the good thing about ballet is it's so disciplined. You have to stand there, and you have to be still, and you have to concentrate. And for, of course, you know, a boy, that's difficult. You know, even walking around in a shopping centre, you know, they can't stand still.
And we're speaking today with Jake Burden from a new group called Ballet Brothers, based in Newcastle, Australia. We might take a short break now. We're going to listen to that song from the movie Billy Elliot, and this is called I Love to Boogie by T-Rex. That was I Love to Boogie by T-Rex from the movie Billy Elliot. And we're speaking today with Jake Burden from the Australian company called Ballet Brothers. And Jake, we were just talking about you're coming from Yorkshire and the setting of Billy Elliot, and now you're in Newcastle, which is another industrial city. So there must be something that you gravitate towards these places.
Yeah, it must be. Well, really, my wife is originally from Newcastle, so she brought me back here. But no, it's a great place. Love Australia, love Newcastle. It's good.
You talked just very briefly then about the potential for bullying of male dancers. I mean, it's an epidemic in Australia, this whole bullying culture. Is it still common that ballet dancers get more than their share of bullying?
Yeah, I mean, I can name hundreds of situations. Not necessarily, well, actually, I have been in a lot of these situations, but speaking to some of my young male students, even now, last week, for example, I had a boy approach me in a lesson and he just said he didn't know what to do anymore. He was basically sat having his lunch and someone just walked up to him and punched him in the face for no reason, but just purely because he was a dancer, you know? And I think the problem that we have as a society is that we just don't understand that everyone is different. And ballet is, yes, it might be strange to some people, but that's just because they probably have never experienced something like that. And yeah, look, I tell you, there is so many people, not necessarily just the boys, but specifically the boys, that do get bullied a lot because of their dancing. Yeah, it's not great, but it's something that I'm trying really hard to change. And, you know, starting Ballet Brothers, hopefully I can really reach a wider audience.
So what do you do about it if someone comes to you and complains about bullying? What course of action do you take?
Well, my first response is, do your parents know? Because I think it's vital that the parents know. You know, they need that support at home. That's the most important thing. I mean, for example, there was a study done recently in the USA, and I think it was quite a broad area, and only 32% of male dancers, their fathers, they just didn't support them. So 32% of people, of fathers, they honestly don't care. They just don't care. And that's the really, really sad part about it, is that some boys, when I say to them, go speak to your parents about it, they say, I can't. I say, why? And they say, well, maybe because my dad doesn't support it. I'm like, well, okay. I can't really understand that myself. My father supported me 100% when I was younger. So, yeah, I think that's the first thing. The second thing is, I say, is it at school? And then you should definitely approach the school. And the third thing is, I just speak to the young individual and say, you know, what are you doing about it? Are you speaking to people? Can you avoid these situations? I don't ever tell them to change, because that's not what it's about, because they don't need to change. It's everyone else that needs to understand, and they need to change their idea about male dancing.
Yes, you yourself have suffered pretty badly. I think you talk about being locked in cupboards and physically assaulted, all sorts of things, but you always had that drive within you that you weren't going to let them win.
Yeah, I always knew. I mean, I there's one situation that sticks in my brain where I was on the bus and traveling back home from school, and there were about 12 guys that approached me, and at the time I had a broken arm, and it wasn't related. I fell out of a tree, a typical boy climbing things. But yeah, I had each individual, all 12 boys, come up to me and take their turn in just punching me in the face or kicking me or whatever, and that still sticks in my brain today. But I always knew that I would never give up what I loved, because I did love dancing, and I wasn't going to let anyone else tell me otherwise. But that's also thanks to my parents. You know, if they didn't support me, because in saying this, I left home at 13 because I couldn't handle, I guess, the bullying anymore. So I decided I really wanted to go to this amazing dance boarding school. And obviously, as an only child, my parents were quite hesitant, but they knew it was the right decision for me. And thankfully for them, you know, I could do what I wanted to do.
The school was sort of unable to help you in this situation?
And that's the thing. Like, the school tried, I guess, but really there's not much they can do. And that sounds ridiculous, but unless they're walking around with these individuals 24/7 or with me, that, you know, there's not much they can actually do. They can speak to their parents, which they had done, but of course some parents, they don't care.
I'd only be glad that that more permanent damage wasn't done to you when you're attacked by 12 others individuals. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, but, you know, I don't want to say it made me stronger. I don't want to, you know, condone what they did, but it makes me a lot stronger now as a person, and makes me more driven for all these young boys out there that hopefully won't have to experience the same things I did.
And I notice one of your sponsors is, I think, Beyond Blue. Do they have much of a role with the group?
So every year, Beyond Blue do, I guess, like a dance festival down in Melbourne. And every year, Ballet Brothers sends basically a free workshop to any boy that's down there. And, yeah, they get to attend one of my workshops throughout Australia. Beyond Blue, I think, are getting there. They're definitely helping. They're definitely putting the word out there more that, you know, it is acceptable to dance. And it's not just about male dancers. They do things like, for the girls, they do Bhangra dancing, they do a bit of, yeah, Indian, flamenco, you name it, they do it. So I think that's really good that they're also, you know, involved in the dance scene.
You mentioned going to a special school. We have that special school in Sydney, the McDonald's College in Strathfield. Mm-hmm. Do you have some interaction with, say, sending some of your best students off to McDonald's?
It's a very sticky thing, this, because in the dance world, there is, and especially in Australia, there's a lot of really top, high-end dance schools. So, for example, McDonald College is a great one in Sydney. It's a very good one. And the good thing about that one is they have a combination of everything. So they have their schooling, they have, you know, the dancing, the musical theatre, the acting, all of that. If you go around as well, you go up to Brisbane, for example, got Annette Roselli's, and you have Queensland Ballet up there, who are exactly the same. You come to Newcastle, and there is National College of Dance, which is very similar as well. They do the academics, and you do a bit of everything. Again, you go down to Melbourne, there's Australian Ballet, there is Laneway Dance, there is probably every big city you go to, there is definitely a big school there. And each school has their own individual teachers, and thankfully, in a lot of these schools, because I've travelled recently, they all have a lot of male teachers, which I think is really important for these young boys to have another role model besides their own father or, you know, grandparent or something like that.
With all these facilities available, I want to ask you the big question. Do you think everyone can dance? Could I dance, for instance?
Anyone can dance. Anybody can dance. Not necessarily great, but anyone and everyone can dance. You put a bit of music on and you can boogie around.
Well, yeah, that's true. So you would encourage, well, maybe it should be an option at school, for all schools, you know, that to have a dance class for the young students.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, I'm just referring back to the UK. They've just introduced, which thank God they have, into junior schools, they've introduced a dance class a week, which is compulsory for everybody. And I don't know if you've seen on the news recently, but even Prince George now is also dancing every week. So even the royalty are doing it. So if the royalty can do it, then so can we.
Yeah, I would think that will have a big influence if people tend to follow that sort of thing. If George is doing, I must admit I haven't seen that, but yeah, that is encouraging. And I suppose the other big question is, what life lessons do you think you get from ballet dancing?
Life lessons. I mean, I wouldn't have met my wife, number one. I wouldn't have met some of the most amazing friends who are dotted throughout the world, from Portugal, Spain, Italy, Norway, all over the world. And I think that was something that I went into dance not even knowing this side. So yes, there is the love of dance, and you learn discipline, and you have to be very dedicated in your art. But you also, there's another side to it where you experience culture, and you have to travel, and you have to learn different languages, and you meet some people that you would never have thought of meeting. Incredible. I think I recommend it to anyone and everyone.
I suppose one thing that might hold people back is the risk of injury. Now, you were injured. You had a knee injury, which ended your dancing career, I guess, and then led you to setting up Ballet Brothers and dance schools. What would you say to people who are worried about that?
Look, I mean, it's like anything. You can get injured walking down the street. I mean, injury is one of those things where it can make you or break you. It depends on the severity of your injury.
How would you respond if someone said, I'm really worried about my child getting a foot injury or a long-term knee injury or something like that?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be put off by it. I have and had a terrible knee injury for a long time, which did stop my career, and it was either an operation or stop. And it was my decision to stop purely because I'd done everything I wanted to do. My career was great, and I really wouldn't have changed it for the world. And if I could do it again, I would. But as far as injury goes, that can come with any sport, you know, tennis, football, you name it. But I wouldn't be put off by it.
And on your website, you have a case study of a young fellow called Jack. I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit of a case study like that of someone who's been to your Ballet Brothers.
Yeah. Every workshop that I do, we sit down and talk, and a lot of the individuals, you know, really open up about their own experiences. More often than not, they don't fully tell you everything because they're still, I guess, not embarrassed, but they just don't want everyone to know everything. So with Jack, for example, he opened up to a certain extent until I left the workshop, and then I was contacted by his mum, who said, you know, there's a lot more situations. He's in a great situation because he does rugby and does all these other things, and his support network is unbelievable. It's great because all of his best friends that do rugby with him, they support him 100%, whereas, you know, some other boys that I know, you know, their friends are not supportive. But as far as Jack, he's very worried about what people think of him, and he's very hesitant still to really make dance his career, which is fine because he's only, I think he's 13 or 14. You know, he's got plenty of time to still decide if he really wants to do this properly or not. But it's just one of those hard decisions at that age. And, you know, it's very, very common for boys to get to 13 and 14 and quit. And that's down to peer pressure. But hopefully he keeps pushing through, and, yeah, we'll see.
Yes, look, I'm sure with someone as enthusiastic as you behind him, Jake, I think it's likely he will continue. And, look, it's wonderful, the work you're doing up there.
Thank you.
Look, we've reached the stage of the show where we ask our guests if they'd like to pick a song. Would you like to tell us which one you've picked and perhaps why you picked it?
Sure. So I picked Titanium by David Guetta, featuring Sia. And the reason behind this song is, you know, if you really listen to the lyrics, I can really relate to every single word that is in this song. And I think it's just a really good song for everyone to listen to. And that was Titanium by David Guetta featuring Sia. That was specially chosen for us today by our special guest, Jake Burden from Ballet Brothers. So, Jake, if people have heard your talking today and they might have seen something of Ballet Brothers on the TV, if they're interested in pursuing this, what's the best way to contact you? Should they go through your website? Yeah, sure. So I have a few different areas. So you can go definitely to my website, which is www.balletbrothers.com. Or you can also find us on Facebook, which is just type in Ballet Brothers, and also on Instagram as well. And, you know, myself and my team will have a look at the emails that come through every day and then get back to you as soon as possible.
That's great. And it just remains for me now to give a special thank you. Jake, thank you very much for being on Dads on the Air.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
And don't forget, we'd love to hear from any of our listeners. You can go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, and send us an email, and we'll be in touch. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And we'll be back next week with another show on Dads on the Air. But to take us out, let's listen to a little bit more of I Love to Boogie by T-Rex.
Jitterbug boogie.